With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The midterm elections are just 15 months away. Senator Tom Cotton, the Arkansas Republican, says the historic trend of the party whose president is in power losing the midterms will not apply during President Trump's second term.
We want to hold what we got, maybe even expand the majority this year, and then hopefully grow it even more in 2028. These things take time, the Senate. It's not like the House that can swing one election to the next.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Conservative political commentator Victor Davis Hanson, meanwhile, says that President Trump is waging a historic counter-revolution in this country.
He's doing all of that, and no one thought you could take on the Green Lobby. The military told us we just can't get 55,000 extra recruits that we need anymore. It's drugs or gangs or competition with private industry. He did. No, everybody said you cannot close the border without comprehensive immigration. That was proven to be a fallacy.
Hanson, also a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Hackers have accessed the personal data of most of the 1.4 million customers of Alliance Life Insurance Company of North America. The company confirmed the breach yesterday. Alliance Life, which is based in Minneapolis, says the breach occurred on July 16th. It says a, quote, malicious threat actor accessed a third-party cloud-based system, but not its own systems. The company has notified the FBI and is reaching out to affected individuals. At least 21 people were killed in a rebel attack on church premises in eastern Congo today by ISIS-backed rebels. According to a civil society leader, the attack occurred in the early hours of today. It was carried out by members of the Allied Democratic Force inside the premises of a church in eastern Congo's Komanda area. The local media reported 43 killed. This is SRN News. The United Nations is expressing renewed concern about the Taliban's arrest of Afghan women and girls for their failure to comply with the authorities' Islamic dress code. In 2022, the Taliban issued a decree calling for all women, even Christians, to show only their eyes and recommended they wear the head-to-toe burqa. The UN is criticizing a recent rash of new arrests, saying, quote, these incidents serve to further isolate women and girls, contribute to a climate of fear, and erode public trust. Persecution of Christians and other religious minorities has soared under Taliban rule. With the 2028 Los Angeles Games not far off, the U.S. Olympic Committee has decided to bar men from competing in women's sports. The committee is citing an executive order from President Trump, which threatens to cut funding for organizations allowing males to play against females. The policy is listed under the USOC Athlete Safety Policy and follows a similar move by the NCAA this year. This is SRN News. The NFL is fining a large group of players and team employees for impermissibly selling tickets to the big game.
The NFL is fining about 100 players and two dozen club employees for violating league policy by selling Super Bowl tickets for above face value, a person with knowledge of the details tells the Associated Press. The person said the players who resold their tickets will have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. They also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next two Super Bowls unless they are playing in the game. Club employees who violated the policy will be fined 2 times face value. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Today is Sunday, July the 27th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame figure skater Peggy Fleming. She's 77 years old. WWE Hall of Fame member Triple H is 56. This is SRN News.